The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
He's the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, Michael Coleman. I am Tony Curry. Another show we do here. Love doing the show. It's a little shorter version here. It's great for podcasts and listen to wherever you are. We're available, of course, on every major industry out there. It's called Bite by Bite. And this week we're going to talk, Michael, about client choice. And this is really the word I think of, and we were talking off air, just dignification, if you will, of the whole process of when people come to get food, whether it be at a food bank or a pantry or anywhere else, and that they're actually not only getting the food they like, but also the food they're going to use. But talk about the client choice a little bit, please.
Yeah, so there's, for years, Feeding America has really encouraged the whole network to create as much client choice. And the primary reason is because it's a way more dignified process a more dignified way to interact with our neighbors who are in need. And that's a big deal because people in our network, we're trying to reach out to people in need. We're trying to impact their lives. And so how you set up your pantry, and for those who don't know, and maybe should be joining us for the first time, a food bank sources and then distributes food, as much food as they can from grocery stores and through the USDA and purchase food and source it all. And then community agencies like church pantries or other nonprofits who become an agency can come get that food, and then they actually distribute it into their community. So we have a large network of 12 counties that come directly here, but we have people that come here every week and pick up and take food back to their community. So we try to give them as much choice and variety as we possibly can for them to take back to their community. But I've also been a part of pantries that are no choice pantries. And So what you do is you say, we want to feed 100 families this week. And so each family is going to get a sack of groceries or enough groceries. Let's just say 25 pounds of groceries. And so you pre-pack them, and that's an efficient way to do it. There you have 100 bags pre-packed. You weigh them. They're 24 to 25 pounds. And so you can quickly move 100 people through to get their bag of groceries and take home. Well, there's a couple of issues with it that you may not have ever thought of. And I certainly didn't when I got into food banking many, many years ago when I was a host agency. Things I didn't think about, which are that lots of times when people would get that sack, they'd take it home. And we packed that with what we thought would be in the best interest of our clients. Mm-hmm. But they would take that food home, and then lots of times half of it they wouldn't use because, I mean, you could pack something like peanut butter, think you're doing good, but they had a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the reality is there's some foods, no matter how hungry you may be, that, you know, children are not going to eat or whatever else. And so it's an efficient way to move people through, but it's not effective because it's just like an assembly line. Here's 100 bags. Here's 100 people out the door. Boom, you're done. You've mm-hmm. distributed. So some people have gone to what they call a modified choice. So they may pre-pack some things. And then as you come in, you might be given the option of, okay, we have two meats today. Would you like chicken or would you like hamburger? And so there's a partial choice. And then there's different varieties of that. But what Feeding America is really after, and I really like pantries that are able to do this, is a full choice pantry. So envision, if you will, it's just like a grocery store where people come in. And how you typically do that is as they're going, you're going to try to coach them on making good choices. So you'll kind of label, okay, this area is green, mm-hmm. this area is yellow, this area is red. And you help them understand what those codes mean. But a green is obviously the most healthy. A yellow is not as bad as red, not as good as green. It's somewhere in the middle. Most canned vegetables are going to be yellow simply because of sodium amounts and other preservatives that are put in there. But you say, for instance, if you have for every member of your family, you can get three cans of vegetables, and that be a little sign over a shelf. And so you're pushing a shopping cart like you're in a grocery store. And then, okay, so then remember there's seven different kinds of canned vegetables in there. You get to pull the three. Let's say you only like two. Your family only likes two. Well, you could pull three cans of that per member of your family. Mm-hmm. And so when you leave there, you've eliminated so much waste that other families both need and would want and can use. But it's you've kind of restored the dignity, if you will, or at least extended the dignity that we have when we go through the grocery store and we pull items off the shelf that we like. So we're trying to create an environment for the person, because otherwise, and we did mention this off air, there's people out there that go, well, why go to all that trouble? If they're hungry, they'll eat it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. If you create an environment that treats people like that's our attitude, well, you're lucky to get anything because you're poor and you can't afford it. The truth of the matter is people won't come. And you're like, well, that's on them if they don't want to come. I mean, that's thankfully, that is very few people that we come across. The vast majority of people go, no, we care about our neighbors. We want to be as efficient and effective as possible. So how do we do that? It's already tough enough in America where we are, we live by the merits, you know, and so it's tough enough to stand in a food line and humble yourself to say, hey, I need some help. I just can't make ends meet. We don't want to put up an additional barrier and treat somebody as if they're less worthy because they're struggling. We want to invite them in. You are welcome. Hey, grab a buggy or a handle, you know, a buggy that you hold on your arm. And you go through, you get what you want, and you come back, and we just record that. And so they leave, like, they're blessed through that, which is what we want, but they're actually taking on food for themselves and their family they'll use.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.